Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. As we mentioned before the break, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker will officially present his proposed budget for the upcoming biennial in an address tomorrow. Of course, many of the elements of that budget have already been announced. One key measure the governor supports is a so-called jock tax that would capture the income taxes of visiting professional athletes and use it to help fund a new basketball arena in downtown Milwaukee for the Bucks. That announcement had ripple effects as far away as Seattle and the National Hockey League. Alan Muir writes about hockey. His blog is called Off the Draw and is part of SportsIllustrated.com. He connects the dots for Lake Effect's Mitch Teich.
The NHL has not gone out of its way to look into expansion, but it is open to the idea. It has two divisions. The East currently has 16 teams. The West has 14. So eventually they're going to have to add two teams. One of those looks like it'll probably be in Las Vegas. The other was presumably headed for Seattle. But as you mentioned, they've got an arena situation there that is set up where the only way it can be built is if the city gets an NBA team first. The Bucks were pretty much their last chance to add a relocated team. So Seattle and their arena dreams and consequently, their NHL dreams are pretty much dead in the water right now. So what you have with Milwaukee, though, is a pretty interesting situation. You've got an arena that's going to be built. Presumably, from what I've heard, it will be viable as an NHL arena. It's going to be run by the Bucks, but there will be a lot of open nights, obviously, when you're making that sort of investment. Into a building, you're going to want to have as many nights filled as possible. And having a second anchor tenant like the NHL has proven to be a very successful business model in many other towns. So what you have is really an opportunity more than anything else. It's not that the league is pursuing Milwaukee right now, but there's an opportunity there that fits nicely into their plan for westward expansion.
Well, and we should point out that there have not been people in Milwaukee or elsewhere who have stepped up and said, I'd like to be the owner of an NHL team in Milwaukee. But I wonder if this dynamic now involving Seattle and what seemed to be the end of its NHL dreams might interest someone who is thinking about, well, I'd like to have an NHL team, and where would I want it?
Exactly. I mean, Milwaukee is a great opportunity, I think, for a number of reasons. Not the least of which is the fact that it is an area that has some, you know, hockey history. I mean, people play the game there. They have, you know, the Admirals have been there for years. And while they're not quite as, you know, hot a ticket as they were in the past, it's still a solid hockey community there. The Badgers are obviously huge throughout the state. High school hockey is big there. People know the game. You know, you're not going to have to go into a place like, you know, Nashville or Phoenix or whatever, and try to explain what it is. People know hockey there. So it's a really interesting market. It might not be the sexiest choice, but you know, that doesn't really cut it out of the picture. I think the key here, as you mentioned, is ownership. And while no one has stepped up to this point, there are options. I think ideally, from speaking to somebody in the NHL, ideally they would like to see local ownership. And whether that would be the owners of the Bucks, that might seem like best option simply because they've got so much money invested in the building of their own that they may prefer to have control over another tenant. So that would be ideal. If not, though, the NHL has had a lot of success with out-of-town ownership. You know, they just sold the Phoenix or the Arizona Coyotes to an out-of-town owner. The Boston Bruins have been owned by an out-of-town owner for decades, and Dallas Stars were just sold to an out-of-town owner. So it can work. It's just a matter of finding the right guys, the right amount of money.
This is not the first time we have heard the NHL expansion and Milwaukee linked. The story goes that the Bucks' current home, the Bradley Center, was built with more hockey in mind than basketball, which that obviously didn't happen at that time. What is different about the situation, say, in 2015 surrounding the NHL versus where it was in the late 80s and early 90s?
Well, my understanding of the story, the Pettits were the people that were going to or that were pursuing a team when the NHL was expanding back in the very early 90s. And they sort of looked at what the other expansion clubs were getting for their money in terms of player assets, and decided that they didn't want to do it. They didn't feel like they were getting enough for it. The NHL has learned from that, that if you're going to charge premium prices, you've got to give those teams a chance to succeed right from the start. That's critical. You know, when you're trying to build a fan base, you've got to give people a chance to win. So I think that might be the primary difference, you know, the fact that you're going to get more for your money than you would have in the past.
Is the NHL doing well enough in all of its current markets that expansion is such a viable concept? I mean, there have been some laughably small crowds at Florida Panthers games this year. How committed is the league to staying in the markets they're in?
100% wholly committed. You know, you bring up Florida, and I think that's an excellent and obvious example. They have had a checkered history of success. They were extremely popular back in the 90s when they were winning a lot of games. Since then, they've had struggles with ownership. The team has changed hands several times. They've sort of lacked direction, and they've sort of, lost their covenant with the fans. Now they've got new owners in place who are extremely well-heeled, appear to be committed to rebuilding the franchise from the ground up. So you're seeing smaller crowds, but all the tickets are paid for. You know? And so what they're trying to do is create more demand by putting a better product on the ice, and more people will follow naturally. So really, that's the most troubled market, and the NHL is fully committed to that. We've seen how committed they were to making hockey viable in Arizona. They stood by that franchise when they probably should have gotten rid of it years ago. But it is showing signs of moving in the right direction, and so their faith was rewarded. And I think that is going to be the model moving forward. They do not want to see another team move unless it's absolutely necessary.
Logistically speaking, do the Blackhawks or the Wild have any kind of territorial rights to Wisconsin?
My understanding is no. I think that's something that has been brought up many times in the past, but from having spoken to somebody with the league, she told me that she believed the answer was no. But again, since the league says they're not actively pursuing expansion in the market or in any market right now, that they couldn't speak directly to that question.
And I do know, as someone who subscribes to NHL games on his computer, that the Wild games are blacked out here. But that may be just a broadcast issue.
Yes. Sure it is. I can't speak to that either. Exactly.
So you say the NHL isn't actively pursuing expansion, but they are open to it. Does anybody have any idea what that really means?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, they're not just going to go out and add teams just so that they've got 16 in each conference. They want it to make sense. If you'd asked anybody a year ago whether Las Vegas was a viable contender for a team, I think you would have been laughed at. But here we are now. We've got a potential owner in place in William Foley, who is, a multi-billionaire. He's got several very well-connected people working with him on his bid, including Wayne Gretzky. And, they're at the point now where they're putting a ticket drive together to determine exactly how viable a team might be in that market. I think that's going to be a real challenge, but that's where we are. They have taken a market that everyone said couldn't work, and they've been willing to work with them to this point. So clearly they're open to the idea of expanding there, if not actively pursuing it, if that makes sense.
Does expansion to a place like Las Vegas depend on there being another team entering the league?
No, actually they have looked at Las Vegas independently, which is kind of interesting, I think. I think most people sort of assumed that it would be a twofer deal, but that doesn't appear to be the case. It looks like they may be willing to go ahead with Las Vegas as an individual entity, and then if they can make it work in that market, then they'll look at the next option when it presents.
Let the gambling metaphors commence. Well, listen, it's a great story and an intriguing one for Milwaukee. Alan Muir, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rob.
Alan Muir writes about hockey for SportsIllustrated.com. He spoke with Mitch Tyke. You'll find a link to his article about the possibility that the NHL could expand to Milwaukee from WUWM.com. Coming up next, polka takes the stage. Well, the gallery walls, at least. We'll talk with photographer Dick Blau about his new exhibition, Polka Heartland. Stay tuned. You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.